Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome.
We finish each other's sentences.
We do. Welcome to Being Here, everyone. Today's show is sweet, sweet summertime.
That's nice.
It is summertime.
It is summertime.
And it is sweet.
And it's warm.
And if it's not sweet for you, then chances are you're just missing a couple of little ideas.
And so we're going to talk about those little ideas so you can turn sour into sweet.
I like it. And also, depending on when you listen to this, because we know that this show will be archived, you may be listening to this
in the winter
time. Cold winter time.
But it still applies.
It absolutely
It can be
does.
Sweet whenever it is, because the circumstances don't have to determine the quality of your experience of life.
You do.
That's right.
Awesome.
I like that. Okay, so first, we need to talk about...
Da-da-da-da!
Listening. Because... most of us think we listen, but that's what we listen to, our thoughts.
Wow. You know, if you actually just slow down a touch today and just slow down a touch and really listen, not to be getting somewhere or to hear if you agree or disagree or to solve some problem you think you have, but simply for the sake of listening, to hear what we have to say or the callers have to say from our perspective, life is going to transform.
That's enough to pull you into the current moment of your life. We suggest that you put things down and listen, that listening should be your occupation during the course of this program, because if you actually listen rather than try to multitask, because you'll miss things if you multitask, if you slow down to unitask and that unitask be listening, your life will transform during this show.
You know, if you've listened to us for a while, you may not know this. Shai and I lived for a couple years in a meditation center.
Yeah, we never talk about that.
We don't talk about that much. But what we've come to realize is that when you're really here for it, doing what you're doing rather than multitasking, your entire life
is a meditation.
Mm-hmm, so listening becomes something that is very, very sweet, as opposed to a means to get something over with and get to an end.
So true listening is when you listen to hear what the speaker is saying from their point of view,
mm-hmm.
not to see whether it matches your point of view, not to see whether you don't like the word choices that they use, but to actually hear what they're saying. It doesn't hurt. You don't have to worry about it brainwashing you. Actually, it might brainwash
you. I'd love a little brainwash
from time to time. Scrub-a-dub-a-dub-rub-rub-rub.
Give me a few bubbles.
Some bubbles, you know, some soap in there, and clean it out. Because, you know, a lot of what we believe to be true is stuff we put together when we were children. And I recently went fishing with my 8-year-old grandson, and he told me he saw a blue whale from the airplane that he flew across the country in. And now, if you think there are any blue whales out there in the middle of the United States, that's where we put our stuff together from.
Ages when our imagination was rampant and we believed what we believed.
But a lot of what we believed then, we still believe now because we haven't relooked at how it is that we see life. We just assume that our thoughts are us. We assume that the conversation that we listen to, the internal conversation, the dialogue that we listen to about whether we agree or disagree with the way our life is showing up, we believe that conversation is us.
Yeah, we believe it's us, and we believe it's reality.
And it's the truth.
Yeah, and there's other possibilities. Let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Well, the first one is anything you resist, say no to, don't like, wish were different, stays the same. It persists, it grows stronger, and in fact, dominates your thought processes.
Is it hot where you are? If you're resisting the heat, then that's what dominates your life experience. Second principle.
anything that you, well, second principle is life shows up exactly as it does.
Yeah, and you can only be exactly as it is. So currently, Shai and I are in a rather lovely air-conditioned office, and that's the only place we can be. If we were to open the door and the heat came in, that would be the only place we can be. You can only be on this planet where you are, how you're feeling, with your health.
And in fact, you can only, in this moment, be listening to this radio show because you are. And if you're not, then I didn't just say that.
Third principle is this. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is allows you to be, or it completes itself. Life becomes just very simple and open and fluid again. When you fight against your life as it is, you get stuck there. When you let it be as it is, life is this incredible adventure.
And, you know, we all have preferences, and our preferences seem to war with the way life shows up. So we've discovered, personally, to want what we have rather than wish we had something different than we have.
As we were putting together the show today, we were looking at sweet, sweet summertime, and we saw that the description talked about having your life be easy, breezy all year long. We realized that if you want it to be sweet, it's really about being here.
Rather than trying to get somewhere that you think is going to be better than where you are.
And, you know, interestingly enough, when you're being here, you actually accomplish a lot of things, but you don't have the stress of driving forward. You get, it's almost like you get nutriated by the moment. The moment feeds you, as opposed to be something to get over with to get on to the next.
But if you're disagreeing with the moment, saying no to your moment, then you get stuck there. See, what causes tension and stress is the idea that life should be showing up differently than it is. But you see, if we go back to that second principle, life can only be exactly as it is right now. Because in each moment of your life, I just snapped my fingers, in each moment of your life, that's the only way your life could be. Now, I know we have these brilliant, intelligent minds that tell us that things could be different. In fantasy, yes. In reality, in the current moment, no. You can only be exactly where you are and how you are. Now, the difference is you either are in resistance to the way your life is showing up, or you're surrendering to how your life is showing up. And if you surrender to how your life is showing up, your life becomes magical.
You know, the key to easy breezy, it lies in direct proportion to the amount you complain. It's very interesting. Yesterday, I saw a sign as we were driving down the road, fresh blackberries. I thought, I'd like to try those. So on the way back, we stopped at this
farm stand,
and we walked in, and it had a sign that said that the blackberries were contained in the greenhouse. So we went into the greenhouse, and they had a little refrigeration unit that had the blackberries. And a gal who was waiting on us, like, oh, it's hot. And it was so pleasant in there. It was like the temperature was lovely, and it wasn't super humid, and it just felt good, and our skin felt good. And I said, wow, but it's really lovely right now. And she said, in a few hours, I'm going to bake. And her complaint about the future kept her from
enjoying the current moment.
It was as if it didn't exist. But I didn't try and talk her out of it.
You know, our ideas about how the future is going to show up occupy the current moment of our lives and influence it. You know, there was this Buddha quote that we saw recently that caught my eye. It said something to the effect that your thoughts produce your future. How you think about life, what you think produces how your life shows up, and it does. So if you're worrying about how the future is going to show up, it'll probably show up that way.
Yeah. One of the things that's happened for us in the past week is Shai and I have been starting a new way of eating. We're testing out this metabolic balance
diet
and way of eating that a lot of our friends in Europe have introduced us to. And one of the things in the first two-week phase of this is that they suggest you don't do any exercise while your body's getting used to eating in a different way. And it's been really lovely to take walks, simply to take walks, not as a form of, quote, exercise where we're getting somewhere or trying to remain fit, but just for the sake of walking. Just curious, when's the last time you took a walk somewhere? Just for the sake
of walking.
We have a caller. Shall we take him?
Why not?
Otter,
are you there?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Where are you calling
from? Cambridge, England.
Cambridge.
Is it lovely in Cambridge, England today?
It is lovely today, yes.
Excellent. When we were there with you, it was rather cool.
And rather damp. Rather English weather.
Yes, it has been. And my question today is that it has... Basically, we've had no summer this year so far, and it has been pretty wet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I find myself complaining about the weather.
Well, let me ask you
also
a question.
I work at a food stall. I own a food stall, and I deal with a lot of customers who also come to me, and they also complain about the weather. And I'm not sure if I'm the one causing the complaints or if I'm getting caught in a complaint by the people that come and see me on a regular basis.
Well, let me ask you a question, Arthur. Does complaining about the weather in any way impact or change the way the weather is showing up?
No.
Now, look, there's an agreement in our universe. It's called being social. And it happens that people complain as a form of social bonding.
You know, it's much easier for somebody to come to your food cart, get one of your lovely falafels, and say, oh, wow, this weather. It's much more comfortable for them to complain than to say, oh, I had great sex last night.
I can see that, yeah.
Well, most of them didn't, so they don't. That's not a very good example, Ariel.
Okay, I know, but, you know, it's like there's certain parameters you're allowed to speak in, and complaints are one of them.
But there's this thing where if you go to the airport, for instance, and you have to stand in line for a few minutes, people will complain to you about having to stand in line in hopes that you'll go back in agreement with them that complaining is the right way to do it.
Yes, yeah, because I feel drawn to get involved in the conversation and also say, oh, yeah, it's been dumped, and, it's miserable. But I don't feel that way, to be honest.
There is another possibility then, Arthur, because I've, we've been to and had some of your food. You can actually represent another possibility that when they come and they complain, you hear it from their perspective, but you give them back their falafel or their food plate and say, well, here is some a plate full of sunshine. So that you actually hear it and you don't resist it, but your food cart represents a spot of sunshine. You've come to a spot of sunshine.
Yeah, the thing is this. You can hear their complaints. You don't have to go into agreement with those complaints.
Right.
For someone who's very wet, and it's like, yes, it is.
That's right. But you don't have to add
It is.
Right. You don't have to add your voice to their complaint. You don't have to get lost in their point of view of life, which I got to tell you, they're not only complaining about the weather. They're complaining about their boyfriend or their girlfriend or their husband or their wife.
Or their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So their complaint is like the perfume from a rose, you know. It goes in all directions. You just happen to be the recipient, and the topic of conversation happens to be the weather. But I'm sure you name another topic, they'll be able to complain about it.
true, absolutely.
And that's the state. That's the state of affairs for the whole world. That's the way people are living because they don't know that there's another way to be.
Right.
So you might be able to give them a different perspective.
There's also another tool that you can use that I did recently. I went and got a facial not too long ago, and the lady who does my facials, I really like her. I've known her for many years, but she was complaining. And it was getting into a deeper, it was going down a slide that I really didn't want to go because that really wasn't particularly restful nor the point of, you know, having somebody take care of you. I just changed the subject and she had no idea I did it. You're totally capable of saying something like, well, that's a nice shirt you're wearing, or how's your son? Is what I said to her. You know, have you been to Boston lately? Because I know her son lives in Boston. And it started her talking about a subject that she really loves, her family. So it's something that you can also do is hear the complaint, but you can actually start a whole other line of thought process with people if you just pay attention. And it's really kind of fun.
I like that. I like that very much.
Yeah. Excellent.
That's good. So, but I must be, if I feel heavy afterwards of having these interactions, does that mean that I'm having some resistance about hearing it or hearing the complaint?
You're feeling what afterwards?
If I'm feeling heavy, you're kind of
heavy.
Depressed about the subject.
Then you haven't really heard them. See?
Right.
If you're complaining about their complaining, you didn't hear them.
Because then, in effect, you pushed up against them and you become like them. The content of your complaint is different, but the function of complaint is the same.
The essence is that you fall into a complaint about how they should be rather than allowing them to be the way they are. See, this is a world that's held together by people resisting what is. If you allow what is, it completes itself. If you allow a complaining person to complain, and not as an exercise in your mind, but actually allow it, then the complaint will end.
You know what?
And they'll be complete, and you'll be complete. You won't walk away heavy.
Heavy. We have to take a break, Archer. Do you want to come back with this after the break?
Yeah, absolutely.
Most excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
Arch, are you still with us?
I am, yes.
You know, it occurred to us over the break to talk just a little bit about something your son isn't quite at yet, because he's still quite young, but happens as kids grow, they hit that, oh, I know that stage. Oh, I know that. Or where they're trying to be older than they are.
But you know, this is very true about people too, that especially people who've accomplished something in their lives, they think they should be, that I already know this stuff. So regarding people listening to this show, look, if you actually listen to the show, not to figure out that you already know what we're talking about, but just listen, your life can transform. But in your mind, you think, oh, I'm above that already.
I already got past that long ago.
Yeah, I've done meditation. I've read all these books. I've done all this work. I've taken all these workshops. I don't need that. I'm above that. Let's start at the higher end, not the lower end. But you see, it's all lower end. It's all very simple.
And that whole thought process is something put in place when you're much younger. I really saw it with our grandson. His desire to be taller.
His desire to be older.
And not ride around in the back seat or in the booster seat. And really, you know, a lot of us aspire to be able to be ride in the back seat and be driven around by somebody. He has no idea how wonderful that is. But, you know, when you're trying to get ahead and be older and independent, that thought process goes forward in time. And then you don't want to just be where you are.
Right. And look, Arthur, you have this amazing little
Kiosk, right?
You saw my picture.
Cart
in downtown Cambridge, England, and it's lovely. But if you're thinking you should be doing something else, you won't have any pleasure interacting with those people. See, the game, Arthur, is for you to be alive and bring your aliveness into your universe, and people will feel it. Not that you do it to try to impact them in any way. Be yourself. Have fun. Enjoy being with people, and it'll impact their lives.
That is great. And I feel like, because I've taken obviously a few workshops with you, and after your workshops, I really feel alive, and I really sink into my own skin, and customers really, our people, our people that come to our store really can see that, because, you know, I've heard comments from people from around town saying, oh, you know, you guys put so much passion into what you do, and you're so educated, and you always have a smile. And, you know, I think people can see that we are genuine about what we do. And that, I put it down to going to your workshops, really.
Well, thank you so much. It's lovely to hear you're bringing sunshine to Cambridge.
That's right.
You brought sunshine to our radio show. Thank you so much for calling in today, Arthur.
Thank you.
Really a treat.
Give our love to everybody there, especially your wife and your sister.
I will do.
Excellent.
Listen to the radio show. It's amazing.
Well,
thank you.
You know, I just want to have a quick shout-out to some of the folks we've been in touch with this week. Susan in Niagara Falls, who wrote in yesterday wanting to know more about meetup groups. And Edie, who just interviewed us for Awareness Magazine and Elephant Journal. Hello to you as well. And Sean, I know that your computer is out right now, but once you get the archive...
Right, and you listen to this show, know that we're saying hi.
And we're really looking forward to visiting you in November. So those are our shout-outs today, and we have another caller.
Oh, we do? Well,
yeah.
Let's take her.
Andrea, you there?
Here I am. Yes, I am here. Hi.
Hi.
Tell folks where you're calling from.
I am calling outside of the Philadelphia area.
Excellent. It's nice to hear your voice. We haven't had a chance to see you in a while.
I know. I miss you guys.
Miss you too.
Yeah.
So you have a question for us?
Yeah, sort of. More like an observation.
Okay, we're ready.
You know, to me, I've always kind of observed summer as a really productive time and a time where there's more activity. And I've been kind of frustrated because things have kind of slowed down. So yesterday I was just kind of sitting and realized I just needed to kind of stop because I found myself getting really frustrated and in this like looping thought pattern. And I realized that summer's really about connecting with your joy and your passions and having fun, and you have to slow down in order to do that. So
yes.
It was a really fun, cool epiphany to have yesterday. I thought I'd share that.
Did you do that? Did you slow down at that point?
Say that again?
So did you slow down and have some fun at that point?
Yes, I have been ever since, and things have felt so much smoother, and I feel like I'm experiencing life with a lot more joy.
That is so
great.
It really is, because you see, you can go through your life trying to get to what you think is important and never reach it, or you can slow down and enjoy where you are. Now, you may still never reach where you're going, but you may never have to if things are great where you are.
You know, getting where you're going isn't just about the big goals and the little things. It wasn't that long ago we were in Cambridge with Arthur, and we were leading a course there called Step Into Your Brilliance. And one of the things that we needed to do each morning was to go out and get coffee and get our breakfast. And so the locations to do that were a distance from the hotel, so each morning we gauged our time so that we'd go out and take a walk. And there were basically two routes to go. There was the larger street and the smaller street. And we eventually discovered that the smaller street not only didn't have a lot of traffic on it, but it was lined by...
Rose bushes.
Rose bushes and honeysuckle and different flowering trees. And different days, different things were blooming. So the route we took... We're specific.
Little St. Mary's Lane.
That's right. We were smelling the flowers. And so even our destination being coffee, which in our
world is very important,
was really not about getting there. It was about being there for the trip of it. And I think lots of times, even when we go to work in the morning, or in this case it was part of our work in the morning, getting prepared, we don't give ourselves the luxury to be there for the ride. We're busy trying to get to the destination of work or the destination home.
Or any goal you set for yourself. Because, you know, a lot of times in this modern world, people set goals for themselves. And I'm not sure whether you do, Andrea, but I'd be willing to bet you do, that you set goals for yourself about how you're going to be in the future, what you're going to, a number of clients you'll have by a certain date, amount of income you'll produce, and all those things that you drive yourself to then produce. And that may not be what brings you well-being or satisfaction, even if you accomplish those goals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely. Speaking to Arthur, who also owns his own business as you do, you can really see how his being there for the interactions is creating a magnetizing effect where people are coming back and noticing not only his food but him.
Yes, and if you want to grow your business, then be there for your current clientele.
Yeah.
See, take care of your current clients. You do that, and they'll tell other people about you. See, it's very rare in this world, Andrea, that people are actually there with you.
Right.
And that's what your customers, your clients want, is somebody to be there with them.
Yeah. So what's the balance then? I guess that's my question. Because
between what and what, dear?
Well, in order to accomplish a goal, there needs to be a little more propelling action forward, I would think.
Well,
but at the same time, you know, you need to be present.
Well, so here's the thing. When you're present in your life, in the current moment, you're not stagnant. It doesn't mean that you're complacent. In fact, the more you get into the current moment, the more productive you become.
I'll give you a really practical example of it. We took part of the day off yesterday. So this morning, we had more than 200 emails to attend to. So there's two ways to approach that. One is the goal of completing the emails, getting them done, getting them over with. And the other is being here. So when you're talking about a propelling forward motion, the idea that I have to get them done in a certain time frame, I only had a couple of hour window to complete things, but I find if I'm driving to get it over with, I make typos, I don't enjoy the experience, I keep looking to see, oh, now I only have 176, but it's, you know, I still have more than 100. There's a certain comparison, complaint. The other is when you're just there for each email as you're doing it, and you keep working in a rhythm to accomplish taking care of things, and the next thing I knew, I looked up and I had 60, and the next thing I knew, I looked up, I had 36. But it was not about driving forward to get it done. So the whole experience was a lot more pleasant. And particularly since one of the things we're doing is we've sent out recently an email to the hundreds of people, more than 100 people, I don't know exactly the total number, of people who are coming with us to Costa Rica next year, and they were all writing back to say that they had received the information. And we were writing to each one of them individually to connect up with them because it matters and we care. And it was so much fun. Fun to connect with people rather than, oh God, I have a couple hundred chores to do.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I experienced after I kind of had that epiphany yesterday. Things that I had been procrastinating with, I got done pretty easily, but it was from a state of joy as
that's
well.
Great.
Good for you.
Yeah. See, so, if you're going about your life like what you're doing, is it what you should be doing? Like in this moment, you should be on this radio show with us because you are, then you won't push to get over with what you can just do in a timely way. Most people are trying to get rid of the to-do list, but you know the to-do list always seems to show up with more things to do. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
Isn't that amazing?
So, yes, I actually said to my boyfriend yesterday, I said, he's like, oh, I didn't get everything done today. And I was like, well, do you ever get everything done on your to-do list?
That's such a good question.
It is.
And the other thing, too, is that's part of having a healthy life and a healthy business. No matter what you get done, there's always potential for more. There's always other
things
that
adding
you can
do. You know, you always have stuff adding into your list.
Right.
So I'm often thinking it's an honest day's work, you know? Just do what I do and then...
And that's all you can do in a day.
That's all you can do. Yep.
Do what you can do.
And interestingly enough, yesterday I actually gave myself the luxury of taking a nap. I often don't do that because it's just not either something that I am desirous of, but it was so lovely to just sleep during the afternoon and not be mentally picking on myself that I should be doing better. And Shai went out to the stream, and I looked, do I want to go? I'd rather just lay around here and read a book. And I had my Kindle, and I kept opening my eyes, and it had turned itself off because I'd been inactive for so long. It was really lovely.
Nice.
Yeah, but most of us don't give ourselves license. We think it denotes being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes lazy is really a battery recharge and exactly what you need in order to have your ability to meet those goals.
Yeah.
For sure, being kind to yourself is. And
that's true.
Really what you came to yesterday. You fell into a state where you were being kind to yourself.
That goes a long way to having life be fun to live when you're being kind to yourself. Because, see, you got this internal governor that thinks it knows better than you do. But you're not that internal governor. You just have one.
Yes.
And if you believe your internal governor and what it says to you, then you're never going to be satisfied because it's always finding fault.
So true.
I'm so glad you called in today. It's just really nice connecting with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yeah, and your epiphany was a lovely thing to share with everyone.
Thanks. Yeah. I thought it was appropriate.
Excellent.
I think I'm going to be able to enjoy summer a lot more, and hopefully other people will as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's great.
That's very cool. Well, we're moving off to a break, so... Thank you for calling in, and I hope to see you or speak with you again soon.
Yes.
Yes, I will be there at Mondays.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to it.
We are
great.
Too.
Great, we'll see you Monday.
That's great news. We'll be back,
great.
Everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Back shortly, even.
Yeah, we will.
Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health.
health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Speaking of summer and sweet, sweet summertime, we are doing a sweet, sweet course in New York City in a couple of weekends from now.
And it'll be summer.
27th through the 29th, we're doing the Creativity and Intuition Weekend. We have people coming from as far away as China and Switzerland and Germany and California. And so no place is too far. You are invited if you'd like to come. You can find out more about it on TransformationMadeEasy.com. It's not too late. It's a fun course.
It's a really fun course.
It really is.
We'll have a lot of fun together.
And I just to let those of you in the European community know, we're looking forward to speaking to you next Tuesday on the international call. And by the way, the book by the same name as this show, our book Being Here, it's a great summer read, and it's also a great summer audio. We got a really lovely email today from a gal who's been listening to it, and I read it, so it's fun. So if you want to know more about that, that's also on our website. We have another caller. Let's take her.
Renat, are you there? Hello? Well,
I thought we had a
hello. Oh, there you are. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from Switzerland.
Oh, that's what took so long.
You were crossing the Atlantic.
You were crossing the Atlantic, right?
Yes, I had to fly over.
That's why, yes.
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice.
How you doing?
Thank you. Great, actually. Thanks a lot.
Excellent.
I'm really excited to hear you, like, in direct time that yes, it's really nice to hear voices.
Excellent. Yeah. Do you normally listen to it on the archive?
Yes.
Excellent.
And, it's really, like, special that it's, like, live. That's really cool. Yeah, enjoy it.
It is special live. I agree. And it's nice having you here with us.
Thank you. I thought could relate to, like, Andrea's topic, like, relax into your, like, life. I was like, today I stressed like the whole day. I want to do this and that and go further. And it so didn't make fun. And yeah, so now I really like started to relax during this call. That was really nice.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did stressing over getting further get you any further?
Yeah. I am starting to realize that.
That stressing doesn't get you any further?
Yes.
So maybe you could eliminate the stressing and you can get further.
Yeah.
You see, when you're resisting something like where you are to try to get to what you think is better than where you are, then you cause stress.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to do that. It's not a vital component to being productive. Stressing yourself is not a component of being productive. It's something that people do because they learned that stressing themselves was responsible. But it really isn't. It just is what we think is responsible. You know, if you didn't worry about things, it wouldn't make you any less responsible.
It would just make you less stressed.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
If somehow
we
have that married. Go ahead.
Sorry,
what did you say,
Ariel?
I said somehow we have those two ideas married, that worry and is responsible.
Yeah.
And like they go together, responsibility and worry, where actually being well in yourself is being responsible, what at least what we consider.
Mm-hmm. And the fun thing is when I like feel well in myself and like enjoy and everything's so easy, then I start to think, oh, something is not right. It must be something. Yeah, it must have something I should think about. But then, yeah.
Right, you must be missing something.
Yeah, right, you say it. And actually, then, no, it was good before. It was perfect.
That's great.
Yeah. Really like it.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's been happening for the two of us is that I mentioned a little bit earlier, we're doing this metabolic balance way of eating that a lot of our friends have been doing. And one of the aspects of it is that you weigh your food. And I didn't realize it was, you know, that intensive of a process where you weigh it to the gram. And it's like Shai and I have been having this choice to have that be a sweet experience.
Or to complain.
And one of the things is the volume of food that we've been eating is significantly less than what we're
used to.
So we've been taking the time to make it beautiful. So we use our nicest plates.
And we
arrange it.
And the other thing is, since there isn't all that much, we don't rush through breakfast or lunch to get finished with it to move on to something else. We're actually there eating while we're eating, tasting the food.
And it's been really a treat to look at how we can, you know, put it together and what kind of herb garnishes we can use and how to configure it on the plate so that it's a sensuous experience rather than just filling the void.
You say it, because I just started the metabolic balance as well, like a week ago, probably.
That's about when we started it.
Okay, cool. And it's really, sometimes it gets to like, oh, this, now I have this and this to eat, so eat it and go to the next thing, so I rush through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really see now that it makes so much more pleasure when I really enjoy, like you just say, and yeah, I like to do that really more often now.
Especially since there are no snacks in between. So you
better
enjoy it now or you're not going to have it.
You say it. No ice cream today.
No ice cream.
Really nice pepper and like, oh, a really nice fish is waiting for me for dinner. So I so look forward to this one.
I have some really nice beans waiting for me.
When we get
off the
radio show today, we're having something very yummy, beans and avocado and tomato and cilantro. And I'm making me hungry just thinking about it.
That's right.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I really look forward to my fish.
Well, don't look too forward to it. You'll miss this moment.
Oh, that's right. You say it.
It's so true, you know, like being here is just such a gift. I don't know how it is that we came up with the title for this show. It may be that that's the theme of what we do. It's all about being here.
I think
but
it is.
I am so...
I'll take credit for it if you want to give it to me.
I'm so happy.
You can take credit for it. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I don't know. Between us, we came up with it.
There you go. We'll take credit for it.
We'll take credit for it. I really love that the entire umbrella for this radio series is being here.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is the entire umbrella for our work
is being here.
It's all about discovering how to get into the current moment of your life. And it's a very simple thing. You know, transformation made easy is the truth of it. Look, there have been, for years and years, generations of people who have been searching for enlightenment, but they've only known that it has to be arduous and difficult and long hours, and they have to suffer in order to find enlightenment. That's not the case. Truth of the matter is, it can be easy. All it takes is getting here, and all that takes is listening.
Yeah, that's so lovely.
So what are you up to these days?
Did you have a question for us, by the way?
Today, I just came out of my night shift as a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, yes, and now I'm at my parents' house. They're actually in vacation, but I said hello to my cat, and now I'm meeting an old friend I haven't seen for a long time, and I really, like, look forward to see her. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's great. Yeah. Did you have a question for us?
Actually, I had one, like, similar to Andrea, but it's answered. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What was your question?
Sorry?
What was your question?
The question was that I realized that I was, so stressed today getting everything done and realized that it's not any fun anymore.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely when things stop being fun, when you lose your sense of humor, that is absolutely... you're ringing your own bell to let you know, it's an indicator that you're lost going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment you see that, you're already back, if you allow it. Allow it. Because we found that in different times. We have a new book coming out this fall. And there were moments where it started to...
Fall, or is it the end of the summer?
End of the summer. Well,
Labor Day is the third,
and it's the fourth. So it's probably toward the end of the summer. September 4th, our new book is coming out. And over the process of writing the book, there were moments when we didn't experience it as fun. And that was only when we were either trying to get it completed or we had come to a place where we didn't know what to do next. Like it was a moment of creation, and we weren't just letting it unfold. Somehow there was that wanting to force it to happen. And if you just back off from that and relax, and be kind to yourself, it's shocking how fun instantaneously returns.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice is right.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be difficult.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is.
Excellent. So are we going to hear your voice on the international call next Tuesday?
For sure. For sure.
Excellent.
Yes.
Great.
And I really look forward to it. And thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for calling
you.
In
thanks
today.
Thanks for being with us
have
today.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You know, we're getting ready to, in a few moments, we'll be going down and we're likely to go out into our day. And it's hot out there. You want to enjoy the heat? Just let yourself be hot.
When you're hot.
And not when you're not.
And not when you're not.
That's a whole other conversation. But, you know, when you go about your life as though what you're doing and how it's showing up is your idea, any day turns into sweet, sweet summertime.
Well, and then you become the author of your life, not the victim, you know? let's play a game.
Okay, what's the
game? Between now and the end of the day,
That
what's happening in your life is what you want.
So you call somebody and you reach them?
It's what you want.
You call them and they're not available?
It's what you want.
You're hungry?
It's what you want.
You eat a meal and it's satisfying?
It's what you want.
You eat a meal and it's not very satisfying?
It's what you want.
Everything is what you want. You can even add that, and this is what I want. It's a fun game. It's worth playing.
Yeah, it'd be a fun game. Play it till the end of the day. See what happens. See how your experience of living shifts when you operate as though what's showing up in your life is what you want rather than putting up with it until you get to the better thing.
This is the better thing.
That's right. This is the better thing is right now. This is it.
Yep.
This is the only moment of your life.
You know, have you taken a moment to enjoy your day, to enjoy right now? I have. Shia has. This is
take a moment to enjoy your moment. Right?
This is really, really been a pleasure to be with you all, and we're really grateful to all our listeners, but also the folks who called in. And feel free to call in on the next episode. You're not going to be able to call in today because we're ending time.
So,
we'll
come on back.
We'll be going, but we'll be back.
Yeah, so come on back.
Yes, please do.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.